When you talk about 30 years of WrestleMania, we felt like we really need to pay homage to a certain somebody in WWE. Has a lot of history in WrestleMania, and that man is The Undertaker. So we introduced a new mode called The Streak. So you go in The Streak, and it's all about Undertaker's 21-0. I mean, the guy's undefeated at WrestleMania. We got to celebrate that in this mode. So we have these two new game types. We have Defeat the Streak, and we have Defend the Streak. Now, Defeat the Streak, this is a chance for you to go one-on-one versus The Undertaker at WrestleMania, and we put The Undertaker's difficulty crazy high. He also has special abilities that he only has in this match, in this mode. So all of a sudden you may hit your finisher about to pin him and the lights go out. Undertaker disappears and reappears somewhere else. A lot of cool special, lightning will strike Undertaker. A lot of cool special abilities will happen. And we put him at this super high difficulty that's very, you know, challenging to obviously beat him. On top of that, when you play the match, you have a match score that we score you based on how exciting the match was, the drama, how fast you beat him, things like that. That score, and whether you beat him, will be posted online in a leaderboard that you can see with your friends to see how you rank. So it's a very difficult but cool accomplishment to obviously be able to beat The Undertaker. Defend the Streak is kind of an old match that we had called the Slobber Knocker, where basically opponents just keep coming out and you have to see how many you can defeat in a row, and you retain your health, so basically you're getting more and more damage and you're seeing how many guys you can put away. You can put away 20, 40, 60, 80. Your high score will then get posted up to the leaderboard, so you can say, hey, I beat 128 people defending the streak, that kind of thing. Also, what's cool is that we do have some bonus content you can unlock, things like photos from the actual events, if you play as a certain guy that Undertaker beat. So let's say I go down to WrestleMania 17, Triple H. If I defeat Undertaker by pin or submission, defeat the streak, I unlock a bunch of photos from a bunch of WrestleMania. So we have some things tied to the guys he actually historically beat. And this is a cool just list of all of his opponents, some background on the history of the match and how you can unlock cool stuff. And then also we have a place where you can see all your statistics and your online rankings for how you're doing in each of these matches. You can track stuff like, how much health did you have after each win? How many wins have you totally beaten The Undertaker and defeat the streak? How fast? Things like that. All this stuff can be posted online, so it's pretty cool. And it's really tough. Even Brian struggles to. He's one of our best players. Struggles to beat The Undertaker. So I definitely challenge you guys to try that out and see. Try your luck with it. So we just felt like Undertaker needed his own special mode in this, within a mode. Mode within the mode, dedicated to The Undertaker. So that's something we'll be announcing really soon. It's pretty exciting.